Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Well, good morning, Amazing Grace. It's so blessed once again to be in the house of God. And we want to welcome YouTube and Facebook that are joining us this morning. We have a wonderful guest speaker speaking this morning. He's one of the two, I call him Sons of Thunder. One of them is Minister Marty Sesma.
Yes.
And today's speaker is going to be Minister Louis Parraza. Let's bring up Brother Louis right now. Come on up here, brother. We're going to pray for him, and then I'll get out of his way. And we're mighty, mighty thankful. Let me just set you up right up here with everything. Amen. There we go. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this man of God that you have given us. I pray, Lord, that whatever he speaks, oh God, whatever he says will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, that it would resonate. Lord, it would lift us up. It would edify the body of Christ right now. So bless them in a mighty way. And we thank you and praise you in the wonderful name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Without any further ado, Minister Louis Parraza.
Amen. Good morning, Amazing Grace. How's everybody today? Well, we're here right now. I mean, I'm glad to see everybody's here. I mean, it's better than being either in the morgue or in jail. I'll tell you that much. But thank God Almighty we're here, right?
Amen.
This morning I want to ask, do we have any new visitors here in the house of God? Anybody here? If we do, we have our usher. They'll provide you a welcome package, if so. But it's good to see everybody here in the house of God. It's been a little bit chilly at night, you can see, and then it's like crazy hot. But we're in San Diego, right? We're blessed. That's where everybody wants to live at. Yeah. Anybody in the world wants to be at, too.
Yes.
So, Pastor Fee called upon me on Thursday evening, or afternoon, asking me to go ahead and fill in. I'm glad that he's doing a little better, but thank you for providing the assignment. I'll take it, because I figure if Jesus can walk many miles with a cross on his shoulder that is about 300 pounds, get whooped by a town, sacrifice himself, and provide me life after this life, I could do this for him no matter what. So here we are.
Amen.
So I was praying for a message because I wasn't prepared, but today we are equipped and prepared. And this message right here will hit in a universal way from our elders, our young, our children, wives, husbands, those that are single as well. And I believe that this message should be heard because this would be one of the biggest solutions to our problems here in our nations, in every nation that is, in every home, and in any atmosphere you can see. So we're going to go ahead and get into the Word. And at this moment right here, January 11th, 2026, the title is A Happy Home, The Right Kind of Home. So I'm going to go ahead and open up to the book of Genesis. And everybody familiar with the book of Genesis, the beginning, right?
Yes.
It's going to be Genesis 1, 26 through 31. Now I know I've came here to provide a message many times, and this is a very common Bible verse I read. So, let me go ahead and get into it. If you don't have a Bible, I'm going to read it out loud anyhow. And for those watching, hear it out. I'll be reading them through. Okay? So, we're going through Genesis 1, 26, 31. And after that, you'll understand and the whole message will start unfolding from there. All right? So, 1, 26. Through 31. There you go. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, of the air, and over the cattle, over all earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth, subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and on every living thing that moves on the earth. We're at 29. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. We're on 30. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening, the morning, were the sixth day. And that's the sixth day. All right. So we heard that part right there. No. Let's jump into the message I have here. First marriage ever performed by God was in the Garden of Eve. All right. It was God's idea to have family in the first place. I remember in the verse we read, multiply and be fruitful. Okay. So it was God's idea to have family in the first place. Before nations. I'm not talking about Las Vegas Raider nations either. As we see our sister wearing a 49ers jersey. But back to the word. Before nations, temples, churches, cities, and governments, there were families, and family is the most important institution in the world. Right? In the home, characters were formed. Integrity is born. Values we live by are made clear. Goals are set. Attributes are set a lifetime. So in this moment here, I mean, we all seen TV sitcoms and so on. There's a home, there's characters, they unfold and so on. But in this case, God intended that in a home as well, not just on TV. So here's the reality. So everybody, want to ask you, please turn to your neighbor and ask, is your home set on a foundation? And that's the question I want to ask. Is your house built on a rock?
Yes.
Is your house secure tonight?
Yes.
In some cases, or is it filled with tension and about to break apart?
Mm.
You know, sometimes we have havoc, or there's havoc, or we get attacked. Okay. In today's time, we have more couples living together without marriage. And that's a fact. Or more couples in these times that are separated, or more couples that are divorced. Okay. This indicates that this is a growing problem in the United States, let alone all over the world.
Yes.
Something to think about.
Mama.
This puts tremendous pressure in the home. God has indicated that when the home fails, society fails.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we have a spiritual revival and our homes are renewed, the nation is going to be destroyed. In these modern times, with inflation at the height, both parents have to work. And my wife and I, we both do work, and I'm pretty sure a lot of us do, you know. In many instances, often children doesn't see one of them doing their jobs and never become part of it, in some cases, okay. In small communities of yesterday, everyone knew each other. An example, teachers with no parents, and were friends. That's the way it was. Ezekiel 16 says, as is the mother, so is her daughter. As is the mother, so is her daughter. Now this indicates that us, the parents, are to set the example in front of our children. Our Bible reading, our prayer of integrity, of honesty. And let them see in us Jesus Christ. Because one can say, as the Father, so is the Son. As well as the Mother, so is the Daughter. And we have the responsibility as Christians. But we're glorifying today not getting married. And I know I hear this quite often too, and I really frown upon this too, when I hear, it's just a paper. It's just a paper. Let's just move it together. And then multiply from there.
Multiply from there.
We're having a child right now. But you kind of missed a step there. Now, I'm not condemning anybody who's gone through that. Of course not. I'm just here to go ahead and speak of the instructions here, which are God instructions. I didn't write them. They're right here. All right? But we're not done with the instructions. I'm only getting started, okay?
Come on, bring it.
Yeah. So,
bring it, brother. Bring it.
That's all it is. Over 1 million couples are living together in the United States without any intentions of getting married. And the number of those getting married is decreasing, and the numbers of divorce is mounting. Okay? There's a lot of troubles going on. And we're going to see how to prevent that and steer it the other way. Society keep going this direction, and we won't have homes in the turn of the century. So right now, let's get back into the Word, because that backs it up on anything I'm saying, because I don't want my brothers and sisters or anybody watching here that I'm speaking out of my own mind. It's not my mind. I'm just here to be the messenger. Amen. And God sent this message today for and for all of us.
Yes.
I'm not exempt here, okay?
That's
I want you all to know that. Ephesians 5:5. Let's turn to that book there. As I said, if you don't have the Bible on you, I'll get us there. Some of you have probably beat me to it, but I'll be getting there right now.
As long as you get there.
It's right after Galatians.
Mm-hmm.
Philippians.
Got it right here. Almost there.
Before the book of Philippians.
All right. And I found it. All right. So we're ready with Ephesians 5:5. Here it goes, and it reads, "For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God." Let me go ahead and read that one more time, so therefore we get the understanding of why this is put in today's message. "For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of God, of Christ and God." So right here what this means is, you see, fornication. Now remember, when I read Genesis, Adam and Eve were created. That was the first marriage. They were allowed to multiply and be fruitful. Marriage, then fruitful. It's not vice versa. Well, at least, you know, the other way, not the other way at all. You know, you can't have one without the other. That's not allowed. You're not allowed to enter the kingdom of Christ going that direction. That's just your own idea of pleasures and so on. And that, and in Ephesians 5:5, as I already read that, "And sex is treated by many like physical appetite to be satisfied and part of our relationship. Like a hamburger bought to satisfy your hunger." Mm-hmm. That's how that's treated. There's no God intended for this at all. It's a holy gift from God to be used in matrimony.
That's right.
All right. I don't know how many singles we have here. But if we do, there's a message right here. Okay? That's all it is. It's just a message. It's a message for me too. I'm not single though. Just so you know. Okay? It's a holy gift from God to be used in matrimony. But it is a satanic attack here today. You know, that's why we're seeing more couples just move in. Bypass the marriage. Bypass the, you know, the blessings that God has intended for you. Even Christian homes are feeling it. Yet, we've been more miserable, more hurt, more broken than ever. But why? Why? Ask yourself why. Because we have not taken the word of God to account, because God has laid the rules, the regulations to a successful and happy home. That's it. That's it. I say this every single time I'm up here in the podium. This is the best manual to life. There's instructions.
Amen.
You know, you're going to bake a cake. What are you going to do? You don't just throw the eggs. You got to mix it. There's instructions to everything in life. This is the instruction that works its best.
Amen.
Not anybody else is going to be making their own way of life bypassing the law that we have here.
That's right.
The simplest, these are very simple instructions. I know it's temptation. You know, you want to get your, you don't get caught with your hand in the cookie jar. No. It's a failed plan already once you do that. All right? Okay. Well, back to what we're saying here. And we broken these laws. We failed. So let's come back together to the Bible. Let's come back to the Word of God and build our home with this book, with the God that performed the first marriage. The family is the most durable institution in the world. Historically, the family has survived all attacks. But many today want love without commitment. The latest polls indicate that young people are turning back. They're turning back towards the family relationship and commitment. And it's most encouraging. Perhaps the tide is beginning to turn. Now I want to stop right here real quick. The tide turning, which catches my attention. So, Pastor Fee, Sister Yolanda, they married us. We have us meaning Sister Marilee and I. Okay, and it's suddenly it's becoming, and it's a good thing though. This is not a bad thing. I feel like it's suddenly becoming a trend that our friends who are in a relationship, in their own relationship, are starting to turn to marriage now. Don't miss that. Sometimes we gotta set the example. People get surprised. Oh, you guys are married? Well, aren't you? But hey, so now we heard in the month of January 2026 that we have a friend that just got engaged. One of our friends last year in November proposed, got on his knee on a stage. Marilee set that up for them, which was great. Good work, Sister Marilee. And then now we have that same couple that got engaged. Now they're going to get married on the 20th this month. And that's great. That's a blessing there.
Amen.
Now, although they've been together 19 years, had kids and so on, it's never too late to steer to the right direction, though.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah, it's a turning point here. We're not all, you know, we don't walk on water, but there's always a time to go ahead and repent and change.
That's right.
Right? We also have Ramon Chavez with Susie. They're engaged. I know they live together. Cool. But now they're starting to see the example that our Sister Marilee and I are saying. Yeah, we're married. We got married. We showed that. There's no, it's a piece of paper, Sister Marilee. Let's move in. And we set we're setting standards with our friends. Amen. Because of God Almighty.
Yeah. That's
So
that's right.
We have to demonstrate that. They have to see Jesus through us too.
Come on.
You know, I know he asked if I could marry them, but I'm not sure yet if I'm qualified. You know, I'm right here as a starter. So, but we'll find that out later. But I just want to go ahead and share the engagements that are going on. There's a turning point to this. Okay. So moving back to the lesson here, even in Russia and China, where they perform atheism, are finding that they cannot find a strong society without a home. They experimented without homes and laughed at marriage, but now they changed their minds. Didn't work out for them, huh? No. Family needs help and encouragement. God is interested in your family, all of you, including myself. Okay? I'm going to say this again. I'm no exception. I don't have a perfect home. That's why I'm here. I haven't been to a church yet where there's perfect people. And if you do, let me know about it, because I never heard of it. But we all struggle together. But we're here to come back to the Word always, yes, and repent and change,
yes,
for
right,
the better.
That's right.
Okay. So let's continue on. Where are we at here? God is interested in your family, your marriage, your children. He shows us the ideals and goals, the family, and is here to help us. Seeking God's will for our family. That's what Israel was doing. Seeking God's will for his family. Have you seek God's will for your family? Go ahead and ask your neighbor. Have you seek God's will for your family? Have you got on your knees and committed your children to the Lord time after time? And if not, what keeps you from doing it? Because it's been proven that the Bible reading and prayer, it's been proven that a family that have Bible reading and prayer and go to church every Sunday have one divorce out of 400 marriages. While the national average in the U.S. is about one out of two marriages in divorce. That's 50%.
My.
The answer is God. The answer is spiritual. The answer is surrendering your hearts and life to Jesus Christ as parents, as children, so that every member of your house knows Jesus Christ and loves the Word of God. So we do have some young individuals here. I mean, you're all young at heart, but some are younger. And this message is good for you guys, because this is a message I wanted to hear probably growing up as a teenager. Although I discovered it a little later, I'm here to go ahead and share it ahead of time before you turn 40-something like me. So let me go ahead and deliver this to you, because this will help you make these choices in a better way.
That's right.
Okay? And I don't mean to stare directly at the youngsters here, but believe me, this is a better route. We got some over here too.
Yes.
All right. All right. So, again, not here to condemn no one.
That's the north wing. This is the west wing.
There you go. The west wing, the north wing. So here we go with the back to the word here. The house needs to know Jesus Christ, and they need to love the Word of God. The husband-wife relationship is the key to the family success. The house will only rise so high as the husband and wife relationship. The children love the relationship between the husband and wife. Many people got married without knowing how much is at stake and laying the foundation to failure in the beginning of courtship. So, all right, this is for those that are thinking of getting married, or are young and not married, or will in the future see themselves getting married. Hear this out. Be careful who you marry and fall in love with. Be sure he or she is God-fearing and love Christ.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
So I know, you know, as a youngster, you go on these little adventure dates, which are great. They're friendships, right? And then they'll eventually start evolving. But your first date, I know I did that with Sister Marilee, because I've had relationships that plundered, failed, because I wasn't in this instruction here. And I wanted change. I wanted change. And that Sister Marilee, she loves God. She's saved. She said yes. She's baptized. That was my number one question of interest. Well, aside of the Buick Regal she has, because I like those cars. But that's primary. That Buick Regal wasn't going to save, help our relationship, but the Word of Christ is. So now that she has a foundation, and I have a foundation, our house will be on a rock now. Without it, I don't know, it'll probably be in shambles right now, or have broken windows and roof collapsing and so on. But no, for the youngsters, try to make that your first date conversation. Obviously, you know, somebody says, I love God. Yeah, my parents taught me this. Or the conversation goes about God. Great, you're on a good path. I'm not saying get instantly married now, but hey, at least that's a safe zone, okay? And if the individual says, nah, this and that, that's not the individual that's going to probably respect you in the long run, you know? So after the date, immediately erase their number, block them, and get the heck out of there. All right? Let's do that. All right, so be sure he or she is God-fearing and love Christ. So let's go back to the Word again. 2 Corinthians 6:14. I'll be reading that. I will be getting to that too. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Good scripture.
All right. For those singles out there, for those youngsters out there, let's read this together here. 2 Corinthians 6:14, it reads, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? Let's read that again in slow motion. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? You ever tried putting light on darkness, or darkness to light? It doesn't work out. So the scripture says, equally yoked. So aside of that right there, how many have tried it and failed?
Oh, yes.
There must be a spiritual oneness. There is a spiritual oneness. There's three people in a marriage. Are you guys ready for this? Three people. Can you take a guess who it is?
Husbands, wife, and Christ.
Bing, bing, bing. Yes. There's three people in a marriage. Husband, wife, and God. All right? I tend to believe that in this triangle, God is up here. On the top of the tier here.
That's right.
That's the foundation. Husband and wife, or wife and husband, whichever one you want to take. But God's got to be center all the time. And be sure that God is in your marriage. So many are getting married to someone who has very little chances of having a successful marriage. Typical survey says, some time ago, asked men many questions, and one of the questions was, what do you want in a woman to have on a first date? And you want to know what the answer was? The number one answer was to have a nice figure. All right. Well, what happens when the figure goes away? What are you left with? Believe me, because I don't look like I'm 17. I believe the number one answer is, as far as I'm concerned, was to love the Lord with all her heart.
That's right.
And love with all her mind. God planned marriage for people with some maturity. Again, youngsters here. You can be mature at 17. You can be mature at 18. And you can also be mature at 40. To my teenage 40-year-olds, do not despair. I'm with you. Okay? But you know why I'm saying this right now. Okay? It does take maturity to be involved in a marriage. It's you know, I can speak from the time I was 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 still, and think, oh, well, you know, let's just hold hands and walk in the park, and then after that, it's a beautiful, lifelong relationship afterwards. Nice picture, though, but it doesn't work that way, you know? There will be storms in the park. So let's go to Matthew 19, 4 through 6. Are we all engaged here together with this?
Yeah.
All right, I hope so. Because this is what's going to make a big change in our lives, in our homes. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you were just born. It doesn't matter if you're of a certain age already, okay, or retired. It doesn't matter. This is what's going to work regardless. So we can't fight this instruction. We need to hear this.
Amen.
Here we go. So, Matthew. Mateo 19, 4 through 6. Here we go. Matthew 19, 4 through 6. And I'm going to read. Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate.
Amen.
This verse right here in this book, the Bible. I didn't write the Bible. God wrote it. And in his book, it specifies many points. Number one, let's talk about male and female. There, we already talked about it. And that's the only point for that sentence there. But when it says right here, man shall leave his father and mother, that means if I'm going to step up and take Sister Marilee's hand in marriage, I will have to prepare a house first, a place that we're going to have our marriage, so that we can have our own, make our own tribe, make our own home. Remember, it's home. It's not, you know, grandma and mom and dad and then the wife and me and then plus our kids. It's we have to prepare for this. We have to have a sense of maturity, responsibility, to go ahead and endure in marriage. So you could be engaged, prepare, do it. But you will find yourself making a home too. Just you can come back for your bride once you already set that home and foundation there. Okay? And let me break it down more with my notes here. Scripture calls, shall a man leave his father and his mother and must be emotionally ready to leave home?
That's right.
Think about that. So this, we're going to go ahead and combine everybody now. Father, mother, and we got the son. Father, mother, and then we have the daughter. Let's get everybody in that group right now. Okay? Think about that. You are to love your parents. You are to honor your parents. You are to enjoy your parents. But the very moment you marry, you're not to depend on them as you did when you were little children.
That's right.
That's a fact. Many parents ruin their children's marriage by refusing to turn them loose.
On my mind.
You can't grow if you're under the wing. That's not how eagles roll. And believe me, the eagle's a beautiful creature too. They destroy the nest, make it uncomfortable, start tearing it apart, throw the little ones out, take a dive. Oh, you can't make it, I'll rescue you one more time. Let's do this again until we get it right and you can survive on your own. Because if I, the father eagle, die right now, you're not going to survive on your own. I have to love you in a hard manner and make you grow. So therefore, when I'm out of here, you can go ahead and reproduce and do the same thing I did. It's the same way. It is the same way. I'm not telling you to kick your kids out right now either. Don't get it wrong. I'm not here for that. I'm here to make sure that we all can make a home. Or at least if we don't know how to, at least we're learning together. The message is also for me, people. Brothers and sisters, I'm not left out of this. I also got to do that. Okay? So, learn when to turn them loose. For this call, should a man leave his wife? For this cause, should a man leave, and his wife must come first, and the husband must be first. So when I say that, if I got married to a sister, Marilee Joy here, it doesn't mean I'm gonna give my mom the whole complete royal treatment and ignore Sister Marilee as my wife. It means I love my mom, honor her, love her always, and respect her. She raised me already. It's time for me to do the same thing she did with my father and love her too. And be there and make sure she's first. Okay? Eventually, our kids will do the same thing. They're not going to put me first. They're going to put their spouse first. And it should be that way. So there's instruction to all this structure. I know it's a complicated thing. Or it might be, or it might not be. It might be a no-brainer or something right here. But these instructions, I feel like they need to be in this message today. Okay? So that we all could prosper. All right. Here we go. So the husband must be first to wives out here while seeking the advice and counsel of the parents. And the parents must learn to turn loose. Let me tell you, they will come back to you closer than ever. Now, I was talking about the kids, though. When you let them loose, they're going to come back to you still. They will. And even love you more. Okay? And then you will enjoy them as well, as much as you ever did. God wants marriages to be permanent till death do us part. Everybody say that. Till death do us part. It doesn't mean call a lawyer and start getting divorced because it didn't work out last night. All right? Many enter marriage on understanding that this is for keeps. A young man thinking at the altar that if it doesn't work out, I will get a divorce, that's a no-no.
That's right.
Then stay single if you can't commit and mature. All right? Don't let somebody else take the job that you don't want to do. Okay? There's going to be an adjustment period in the marriage too. You know? And you keep adjusting always. You understand? That's what we do. The rest of your life, there will be problems and there will be disagreements. We all know that, right?
That's right.
We know that. Have you not ever gotten an argument with your brother, sister, your mom, cousins, uncles, friends, coworkers? So you got to expect that from the world a little bit here and there. But your wife and your husband, you will endure that and make adjustments and work it out. All right? And you are to accept each other's faults. Your wife is not perfect and your husband isn't either. So man, you found out that after about 2 days, she isn't perfect. That the first morning you saw her in curlers, you know, you figured that out. Or better yet, you know, or that the first time she heard you snore, man. I got told that. You know, it's not always romantic. It's not always romantic, but we're here to be together in a relationship that God has formed. We become one. Flesh. One flesh. This is a long life commitment. Forever. Repeat this to yourself. Forever.
Forever.
Forever. Forever. Great start, Pastor Fee. You mentioned how many years you were married to Sister Yolanda?
28. It's 29.
Well, it's for a lifetime, so a lifetime is forever. But
28, 29.
we'll get back to you. I don't want to be in the doghouse, so let's just talk about that later. Okay, so I was starting to imagine you got in my notes today. But here we are, though. Okay, so...
But they've been good years.
They've been good years. Hey, that's a blessing there. You know.
Long suffering.
That word right there. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You got everybody watching online? That's some time there. Okay. Forever. And amongst that right there, do not entertain the idea of separation or divorce. Don't ever entertain that. If you know Christ, He can hold you together.
That's right.
All right, can I get an amen?
Amen.
There is no problem you can't face or can't be solved by the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's go and turn to our next verse here. It's going to be 1 Corinthians 7, 2 through 5. 1 Corinthians 7, 2 through 5.
No, it's this way.
I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians 7, 2 through 5. I don't know if I said that right or not, but
Then
you know. Okay. If you're there, let's go ahead and read on, move forward. And to those watching online, I'll read it out loud for you too. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Rewind again. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife. His own wife.
That's right.
And let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourself to fasting and prayer, and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Don't stray around. If this is the case, that's a bad call. You are your husband's, and, you know, wives, you are your husband's, and husband, you are your wife's. Nobody else.
Right.
Don't get tempted somewhere else.
That's right.
If it ain't that moment, it's because of fasting and prayer, let alone. Don't endure too long. Don't let Satan tempt you going somewhere else where we should not be.
That's right.
Keep them eyes only on her. On the wife only. Okay? Let that other thing pass right by you. Ignore it. Ah, I got better at home. She probably can't cook anyways. You know what I mean? That's what I was going to say. That's all that is. It's temptation, and don't fall for it.
That's right.
So God's idea in marriage is for the husband and wife to be faithful to one another. Everybody, I want you to say at the same time, faithful.
Faithful.
To each other.
To each other.
Yes. Amen. I read a survey that indicated that 70% of men were cheating on their wives. It didn't say how many wives cheated on their husband, but I want to tell you that the Bible calls it adultery. And the Bible says, no adulterer will enter heaven. I know that's old-fashioned. I know that's out of date. But that's a teaching of the Word. The Word. You want to know something else? God doesn't change. God's not going to change. He hasn't changed in all these centuries. And He's not going to change to accommodate your sin either. He's not going to let that slide. No way. Not ever. You may ask, what can I do to help my marriage? Okay, so here we go. Game time. And we're in the wrong direction, sailing that way, and we need to go to this path over here. Here's the first step. Let's get back together here. First step is to turn your life over to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Let Him come into your life. be willing to repent of your sins. That's the first step. Know that God loves you despite of your sins, your shortcomings. He's willing to forgive you. Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to repent. You know what that word means, right? It means to change. It means to change. Change your mindset. Change the direction of your life. It's never too late. We do that right this moment still. Okay? Better now than when we're gone already from this earth. If you fail in the house, in your house or in your home, if you fail as a parent, or if you failed as a wife, or if you failed as a husband, or you failed as a disobedient child in the house, surrender your life to Christ this moment. And let it come into your heart. Let him lead you to become a better husband, a wife, and take the right or to be the right kind of child. Okay? So I hope this message was beneficial to everybody here watching, YouTube, Facebook, my brothers and sisters here today, and those that might watch it later. But I really believe this message right here needed to be said today. Amen. That's what God said. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say it again, because I know you're going to say you said that already. I'm no exception here. Okay? None of us are. Let's just walk the right way with God. Also, if you haven't been baptized here, let's do that today. If we have any here that want to get baptized, come see us right here at the end of the service. There's only one way in to the kingdom of God. Through baptism, obedience, okay? It doesn't matter how many times you sinned. He'll erase all that. Amen. Just come to him. He loves you.
That's right.
All right? We never know when our last day is going to be. Whether if I walk out of here across the street right now, 30 years from now. Okay? Always come to Christ. He loves you guys. And at this moment, if you need prayer here, we're more than open to go ahead and pray with you. We have our pastors. We have Pastor Art. We have our Pastor Fee, Sister Yolanda, Sister Tammy, and all the other sisters here, because I didn't bring the whole list out to read out. But we're all here for you. I'm here for you guys too. Okay? God is good. I'm going to go ahead and close up. I want to ask Pastor Fee to come up and pray us out right now.
Amen.
And God be with you. God be with you today and bless you in your home. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is good. God is good.
Man, was that a wonderful message?
Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
Thank you, God.
You know what? The church needs to hear this message more often, because the Bible is clear. Adulterers and fornicators will not inherit the kingdom of God. And there's a lot of folks that like to tiptoe that direction and think that no one's watching, but God is watching. Amen?
Amen.
God sees all, knows all. Those of you that are maybe dating or engaged, look at your partner, the male or the female, as a gift that God has given you, and that gift shall be opened on the marriage day.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. On the marriage day. And so, men, women, learn to honor each other, respect one another. And when those passions get tough, that's when it's time to just walk away for a moment. Amen. And just run. That's right, run. Yeah, that's right. Stay holy. The Bible says, be holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. For without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And so we're going to pray for Brother Louie. You know, where's Minister Marty? Is he here? Come on up here, brother.
Bring Brother Marty up here.
You know what came to mind when he said, you know, someone asked him that, hey,
come on, throw over here.
Can I marry my friends? We're going to pray as a family for an ordination day. Yes. That we're going to ordain them as pastors. Yes. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Where they can, they'll be able to go do funerals, marriages, you know, and things of that nature. You know, just they'll just be another extension of Amazing Grace. Amen. They'll be under the umbrella of Amazing Grace, ministers of Amazing Grace, and raised up the right way. Amen.
Amen.
These guys are not intruders. They've been raised up here. Amen. And so this is what we love. We like to see homegrown ministers of the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Where they just didn't come in and is looking for a position. You know, we've been there, seen that at Mission Valley. Well, there was 3,000 people, but people used to come to see Pastor Leo. Hey, can I be a pastor here? Can I be a... These men never asked for none of this. God spoke to them and called them. Amen?
Amen.
That's when you know it's God. And when you know it's God, then God gives you ears to hear and eyes to see.
Yeah, he does.
And I spoke volumes to us. You know, I've been married 29 years now.
I knew it the whole time.
Yes. I've been married 29 years now. And listen, you know what makes our marriage go? Seriously, I'm going to give you a tidbit. Okay? I'm just going to give you a little tidbit. I do not look at my wife with the eyes of antagonism. Every one of us has fault and failures, right?
We have.
But because the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin, so all of her shortcomings I don't look at. Because I have them too. So whatever she's falling short in, the love of Christ and the love that God has put in my heart covers that. So all I see is purity.
Amen.
And someone to love the rest of my life. I'm going to boast in Christ right now. But I have 10 fingers. That's all I got. And we have argued less times in those 29 years than I have fingers on my... We don't argue.
Amen.
We wake up, hi honey, love you honey, praise the Lord. You know, she's up before I am in her devotional time. And I constantly tell her how much I love her. You have to nurture your partner. You got to let them know that even after years have gone by, when we lost the Coke bottle look, we still love each other. Don't matter. Oh yeah, come on, I used to bench 320. You know, I was slim and trim at one time. Where did that go? But you know what? We still love each other.
Amen.
And we still tell each other how much you mean to us, to one another. So continue to lift up your wife, your newfound wife here.
Yes.
Continue to lift up Sister Judy back there, brother. You got a wonderful family. And you two back there, you be honorable to one another. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Learn to love each other with honor and watch God do something special.
That's right.
You want special things from God, right? Honor him.
Bless him.
Amen. And so I want to pray for these two men. I want to pray for, let's pray for Minister Louis first.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord, for him delivering the word today. It inspired us, oh God. Lord, it reminded many of us, Lord, that are married, that are seasoned, Lord, that we're not perfect in any way, but we're learning to be perfect through Christ, because when you see us, you don't see flaws in us, God, because your blood covers us, it washes our sins, oh God, but thank you for your goodness and grace, thank you for the message, and I pray for these two men right now, Lord, that you would give us the date where we can come together and celebrate the ordination, and we'll have a big party here. We'll have food, and we'll rejoice to what God is doing in their lives, and we thank you and praise you. They could invite their friends and family out, and so we honor them this day, oh God. And last but not least, I thank and praise Pastor Art's message last week.
Amen.
Thank you, yes. Pastor Art, for bringing that word. I will build my church. He's going to bring part two next month, I believe on the 8th. Yeah, I told him you can take my 8th next month in February. So, and then Minister Marty will catch that last Sunday next month in February. Amen?
Amen.
And thank you, Brother Louis, for flip-flopping with me. You had the last Sunday this month. So, but God is healing my voice again, and so I'm back. I'll be back next week, and I got a message that I need to bring forth. I've been before the Lord. Even though I was sick, I was meditating on Him, laying, just thinking. You know, you can meditate just by closing your eyes and thinking on Him. Yes. You know, and meditating on Him, and let the Spirit of God, you know, comfort you. But Father, I pray for these men. Bless them totally, continually, oh God. Bless their family, their children, Lord, their parents that are still with us, oh God. Lord, I pray for that they would continue to prosper in the Word. They would meditate on You, God. Lord, that they would continue to be sanctified, set apart for Your good will and purpose. And Lord, always put a love in their heart for their wives, oh God. Lord, they need to be precious. Precious to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank You, Lord, for they are Christ-centered, oh God, and they love You, Lord Jesus.
Lord, thank You.
So, Lord, we thank You and praise You. We exalt You and magnify You. And, Lord, now we're going to look to Facebook and YouTube. If you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me so that we can pray for you, that you would receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. So let's bow our hearts and our head, and let's pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus,
dear Lord Jesus,
I thank You, God,
thank You, God,
for my life.
For my life.
I do believe
on Your death,
burial, and resurrection.
I
believe that You died for me,
and the blood
that You shed on the cross
will cleanse me
from all my sins.
Lord Jesus,
I ask You now, God,
to forgive me
for every sin.
Come into my heart.
Make me a new person
in Christ Jesus.
And from this day on,
I will do my best
to honor You
and to follow You
all the days
of my life.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Come on, is He worthy?
Worthy
is the King. Worthy. Oh God, bring my voice back, God, in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank You, Lord.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.
We give You the praise.